Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you'll be able to get in today before the broadcast is over. They say the circus are busy. Today, I know I typed it in for the program, and our topic is going to be New Beginning. And before I start, let me have a moment of prayer. Gracious Father, you sent Jesus to save the world and to save me. I want to say thank you. I thank you for Jesus, and I will do my best to follow him today and forever. Bless everyone trying to get on Blog Talk today, dear Heavenly Father. Open the airways, the lines, dear Heavenly Father, that they may be able to get on today, dear Heavenly Father. Only you know what's going on, dear Heavenly Father. So I ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to come forth like pure gold, like never before. For those that want to get in, open the doors for them, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, and thank God. Well, our scripture, main scripture, is coming from Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, and the 26th verse. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. So today we'll be talking about a new beginning. A lot of you all know that y'all were supposed to start a new beginning in your life, but you're still stagnated. You're still stuck like Chuck. So today, you know, if we would sincerely want to change ourselves for the better, we must start on the inside and work our way from there. Lasting change doesn't occur out there. It occurs in here. It occurs not in the shifting sand of our own particular circumstances, but in quiet depths of our own hearts. Are you in search of a new beginning? Or for that matter, a new you? If so, don't expect changing circumstances to miraculously transform you into the person you want to become. Transformation starts with God. And it starts in the silent center of a human, humble human heart like yours. If we trust God and depend on his grace, we can grow in spiritual character as we go through trials. Today we're talking about a new beginning. A lot of you all have said, I want to start a new beginning. I want to go some places I haven't been before. I want to try some things I've never tried before. It's just a new beginning. Some of you all want to change, but you don't know how to do it. And over in Hebrews 13:8, the Word of God says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, our world is in a state of constantly change. We're talking about new beginning and a change. God is not. It's time. The world seems to be trembling beneath our feet, but we can be comforted in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father is the rock that cannot be shaken. His word promised, I am the Lord, and I do not change. Here we're talking about new beginning, and to do new beginning, you got to change some things in your life. You got to come up off of the things that you've been used to doing and start doing some things that you have never did before. So that start your new beginning. You know, every day we live, we mortally encounter a multitude of change. Some good, some not so good. Some downright dishearing on those occasions where we must endure life-changing personal loss that leaves us breathless. There is a place we can turn for comfort and assurance. We can turn to God. When we do, our loving Heavenly Father stand ready to protect us, to comfort us, to guide us, and in time, to heal us. You know, in a world kept chaos by change, you will eventually discover, as I have, that this is one of the most precious qualities of God we are looking for. He doesn't change. So, you know, when we're saying about we want a new beginning, we want this, you got to think about it. You got to change. You got to change the way you think, the way you act, the way you speak, the way you dress, the way, you know. When you say new beginning, you starting all over again. You starting from ground zero because you saying you want a new beginning. You know, Jesus made an extremely sacrifice for you. Are you willing to make the extreme changes in your life for him? Can you honestly say that you're passionate about your faith and that you're really following Jesus? Hopefully so. But if you're occupied with other things or if you're strictly a one-day or week Christian, then you're in need of an exempt spiritual makeover. You're talking about a new beginning with a change. Nothing is more important than your wholehearted commitment to your Creator and to His holy begotten Son. Your faith must never be absolute. It must be your ultimate priority, your ultimate possession, your ultimate passion. You are the recipient of Christ's love. Accept it. Enthusiastic and share is passionate. Jesus deserves your extreme enthusiastic. The world deserves it, and you deserve the experience of sharing it. Jesus Christ is not a security from storm. He is perfect security in storm. We're talking about new beginning today. And to start a new beginning, you got to change something. You don't want to go into a new beginning bringing the same old baggage that you've been handling for years. That's what it means, new beginning. You got to drop off of some of them weights, some of that workload for a new beginning. And when you think about that, how you're starting off just about from scratch or scratch, hitting pay dirt, and you coming on up doing what God have called you to do on a new beginning, where you was, for say, a missionary last year, year before last, where God is doing a new thing, a new beginning in you, where you not maybe an evangelist from a missionary. So think about that, new beginnings. What are you going to do in the new beginning? Are you preparing yourself now so when God opens that door, you're ready to walk in? You know, nothing is more important than your wholehearted commitment to your Creator and to His only Son. Your faith never be an afterthought. It must be your ultimate priority, your ultimate possession, your ultimate passion. You are the recipient of Christ's love. Accept it enthusiastically and share it passionately. Jesus drew your extreme exertion. The world deserves it, and you should deserve the respect of sharing it. We're talking about new beginning. Here God is opening doors on a new beginning. We're having a pandemic, COVID-19. And that's the extreme change. A lot of people are going into new beginnings that have never been isolated. Those that used to run in the streets every day, but now you got to curtail. In your new beginning, your new norm, your new change, you got to succumb to something different. Your faith must never be an aftermath or afterthought. You are the recipient of Christ's love. Accept it enthusiastically and share it passionately. Jesus deserves your extreme enthusiasm. The world deserves it, and you deserve the experience of sharing it today. Jesus Christ is not a security from stone. He is perfectly secured in the stone. So when you think about new beginning, over in Isaiah 43 and 18, it said, do not remember the former things. Then you're starting with a new beginning. You're not going to remember the former things, because that's from way back. You're going to remember the new things, the new beginning. And you're going to consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Here God is telling us he's going to do a new thing in us. And, you know, each new day offers countless opportunities to serve God, to seek his will, and to obey his teaching. God each day also offers countless and countless opportunities to stray from God's commandments and to wander far from his path. You know, sometimes we wander aimlessly in the wilderness of our own making. But God has better plan for us. And whatever we ask him to renew our strength and guide our steps, he does so. So don't ever feel like you're alone in your new beginning. Consider this day a new beginning. Consider it a fresh start. You know, when you think about that, a fresh start, I think about when guys is in the prison and jail, and they've been in there a long time. When they come out, they're coming out to a brand new world, to new beginnings, new everything, clothing, because everything else is gone. So we're talking about a new beginning today. Today is a glorious opportunity to serve your Father in heaven. Grace, seize that opportunity while you can tomorrow be indicted to be free. No matter how bad we have to file. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, today is an opportunity that your Father in heaven, no matter how badly we have failed, we can always get up and begin again. Our God is the God of new beginning. Our Lord and Creator comfort us and conformed us to his image. You say, create in me a clean heart, a new heart that reflect your love for me. When I need to change, change me, Lord. Make me new. And that's what we should be saying. But we say we want the Lord to change us, to make us new, because we know one day this too shall pass. So we have to be in the realm of the Spirit, doing what God has said for us to do. You know, you can have a new beginning. Over in Isaiah 43 and 18 through 19, it said, do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. You know, God created us to renew new beginning, priceless, where we can release our faith and say, this is a prayer of the new beginning, for it's a policy to have fresh start. The dawn of a new year is always a good time for start giving us fruits and stuff now for our new beginning. You can express the abundance like Jesus said you can have, but it requires making a decision to let go of the past. How many of you all want to let go of the past so you can walk into your new beginning? But he is waiting for you, totally cooperative. Seldom do your circumstances change without something first changing in you. That means he's got to clean up all that junk on the inside of you. If you've asked him in, where he can clean up and you can start anew. New plateaus, new jobs, new everything. You can experience the abundant life Jesus can. You can. Okay, you can experience the abundant life Jesus said you can. But it requires making a decision to let go of the past. Unless you refuse to give up on the way you have been, no charge will continue. God wants to change things for you, but he is waiting for you today, totally, cooperative. Seldom do you your circumstances change without something first changing in you. So if you want to experience God's new thing this year, tonight, this morning, this year releases your experience, God's new thing. This way, releasing your faith might not move and say, this is a place of new beginnings for me. Then watch for the result. We have to watch the result of what God is saying to us. Over in Zechariah 4:10, it says, who with reason despise a day, a small beginning? When you're doing a new beginning, you got to start out small. You want to start up way to the tippy top. But what you fail to realize, if God had given you your own ministry, you got to start from grand, we see on what the word of God says. If you look, you will find evidence of a small beginning. God gives you seed, perhaps only a little tiny seed, something that caused you to sleep. But you know that all the time isn't true. When you despise something, you regard it lightly. You count it as nothing and do not take care of it. But if you don't lack care of the elderly, hallelujah, hallelujah. You'll need to be constantly and continue doing the small things. You know the Lord is the author and finisher. You'll find that in Hebrews 12:2. What he begun, he completes. You see, go to 1:6. So we're giving God the praise this morning. We're giving God the glory for what he's doing on our new beginning. Don't curse your seed by complaining or proclaiming negative things over it. Instead, say, Lord, this is only a little thing, but thank you for giving me some hope, something to hold on to. Thank you, Lord, for a beginning. And when you think about it, when you start telling God, I thank you for the new beginning in me, that you're working a new thing in me, you know, God created us to need new beginnings, places where we can release our faith and say, this is a place of new beginnings for me, a place to have a fresh start. The dawn of a new year is always a good time for a fresh start. You can experience the abundant life Jesus said you can have, but it requires making a decision to let go of the past. A lot of people want a new beginning, but they don't want to let go of the past. You have to go into your new beginning. You can't take all the old stuff with you. You got to let some stuff go. That's when you want to go in a new beginning, to go to the future. God wants to change things for you, but will you let him? But he's waiting for you to totally cooperate. He's just standing up there with open arms, saying, just give it up, my child. I got something better for you. Don't worry about Bobo Sam Sausage head down the street. I have something else for you at this time. Hold on a minute. Praise the Lord. I had a call come in. You know God is good. A call come in, and we're giving God praise. Call come in that someone want to donate us 5 boxes of goods. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. You know, saying by new beginning. See, I was talking about new beginning. And see how God done opened that door with some new things today. You know, seldom do your circumstances change without something first changing in you. So if you want to experience God's new thing this year, release your faith right now and say, this is a place of new beginnings for me. Then watch for the result, whether you're going into a new ministry, whether you're moving to a new house, whether you starting off with new friends, you just don't know where God gonna have you in your new beginning. You know, some people think, you know, they shouldn't be in there, but we know some things begin small. We who with reason despise the day of small things. You know, that's coming from Zechariah 4 and 10. You are probably believing God for something to come to pass in your life. If you look, you will find evidence of a small beginning. God gives you seed, perhaps only a little, tiny seed, something that causes you to hope. Rejoice over that seed. It is a sign of greater things to come. When you despise something, you regard it lightly. You count it as nothing. And don't care of it. And don't take care of it. But if you don't take care of what God gives you, you will lose it. You need to be content doing the small things he have you doing. You know the Lord is the author and the finisher of your faith. What he begun, he complete. Don't curse your seed by complaining or proclaiming negative things over it. Instead, say, Lord, this is only a little thing, but thank you for giving me some hope. Thank you, Lord, for a beginning. Oh, my. We all started with small beginnings. And, you know, over in Isaiah 43:19, the word of God said, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it sprang forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? Do you ever get really tired of doing the same old thing all the time? You want to do something different, but you either don't know what to do or you are afraid to do the new thing you are thinking about doing, new beginnings. You often get into ruts. You do the same thing all the time, even though you are bored with it because you are afraid to step out and do something different. You would rather be safe and bored than excited and living on the edge. We're talking about a new beginning. There is a certain amount of comfort in sameness. You may like it, but you are familiar with it. God has created you to need and crave diversity and variety, freshness and newness in your life. As this year is coming, going toward the last of the year, we're in the middle of the year, Mo, and this day come to an end, make a quality decision to step out into a new thing God has for you. And don't forget to enjoy yourself. Today we are talking about a new beginning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So today we had a short broadcast talking about a new beginning. So everyone that's starting out and God has put you in a new beginning, go with the flow of what God is doing. He wants to take you to some new heights and depths in your life. So don't complain. Don't bellyache. You're going to start out small. You ain't going to start out at the very top because somebody else said you at the top. No, you got to work yourself up on some things and new beginning. So today, I hope y'all got a little gesture of new beginning. and that you will go on and step out on faith as God take you into a new realm of the spirit, a new realm of your life. Remember, it's a new beginning. And until next week, be blessed. Hope to hear from you all tomorrow, and hope you can get in next week on the broadcast. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.